Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us here. We are in the middle of a frozen tundra. I can't believe how cold it is. But we are surviving. And we created the show, as you know, as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And we are on 3 days a week, but we will be making a change in plans by the end of this month. But you can get a hold of us thus far on Fridays, which are phone-in Fridays from 12 to 1 o'clock, and then Sundays. We're also on from 10 to 11, and Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30 for the midweek stress buster. And if you miss our shows, you can go download the iPods. Just use your RSS feed buttons or the iTunes. And those shows do not cost any money, so you can go at any time. They're always going to be there forever out there. If you have any questions or comments or you'd like to add any insight to our show or give any suggestions, you can email Marie or myself, Beth, at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And we also have a blog if you want to follow us at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. This episode is also brought to you by Marie Langley, Intuitive Realtor. If you'd like to set up an individual session with her, group, or corporate, you can reach her at 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson also. I'm a spiritual counselor and energetic healer. You can reach me at 651-900-4136. And also, I do the same thing, or Marie and I also do it together, and we do teach classes, and we do travel no matter where you're at. You know, we travel to different states, travel all over the world, and travel in the state of Minnesota. So welcome to Wednesday's show.
And if you ever want to sponsor us, we are willing to be sponsored.
Oh, yes.
To come and do a class or a seminar or a group party, whatever you'd like to do.
Exactly. I forget to put that in there. And also, just speaking of that, if you'd like to advertise, sponsor, or donate, or to invest in the show, we also accept that also. And again, you would reach us at our divinegoddessradio@gmail.com.
And don't forget to like our page on Facebook.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
Divine Goddess Radio. So, Beth and I have been brainstorming. And we've decided to kind of change our schedule for the show. We are going to continue to do our phone-in Fridays at noon. And we are going to change our Wednesday midweek stress buster to our one-hour show that we normally do on Sundays. Just because We want to switch it up for the new year and try something new and put some new energy into it. And our midweek stress buster show will go away for a while. And, you know, it's going to be a new year, so we want to do a new direction.
And also Beth wants to have a Sunday off. That was my main motive. And you know what? I'm just feeling that we only need to go down to two shows. Just because our lives are getting busy, and we'll see, and we never know. Third show, something could always happen, but I just really feel that 2014, Marie and I are going to be very busy doing many different things, so I think it's a good thing just to start and change, and two is also about balance and masculine and feminine energy, you know, so.
Yep, so this will be our last midweek stress buster show. Then we'll have our show this coming Friday, and then we're having a guest on Sunday. And our guest is Jean Wallace, and she will be talking about emotional empowerment throughout the holiday. So that I think will be a very good show and a very appropriately timed show.
Yes, it will. So I think what Marie and I are going to do, just because we have one more show after this next week, and then we're going to take the holidays off, and then we'll start up again in January, that first Friday in January. Mm-hmm. I think we're just going to sit around and just have some girl time, talk on, and you know what, we've been doing this for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a year, I think January, isn't it 13th, will break, be our...
Or January 8th, sorry.
Oh, January 8th will be our first year anniversary of doing this, so
mm-hmm.
We've come a long way, baby, come a long way, and, you know, it has been a surprising success for us, which I'm always amazed that people sit here and listen to what I have to say. So it's like grateful to all of our listeners.
Absolutely.
And so we just want to talk about, you know, whatever ends up coming up, we can be serious. But I think the end of the year, it's been a really intense year.
Mm-hmm.
2011, we were talking about that. And what is really interesting, not Marie and I, were they not the only ones talking about this? There were people who were talking about this, it's only Wednesday, and I think it started last week, to where people are going, oh, my God, is this year done with?
Right.
And I'm going, compared to 2012, I'm telling you, 2013 has been fantastic. But it's been a lot of, endings and beginnings.
I think a lot. I think this year really has been more about endings.
Oh, yeah.
People are really wrapping up things, whether
yeah.
it's emotions, relationships,
yeah. uh-huh.
jobs,
yeah.
situations,
yeah.
everything. This is
yep. Yep.
this has been a really big year for release and end.
Yeah.
And anything, I think, you know, going forward, I think we're really prepping ourselves now for a big turnaround. You know, that, okay, we've all been spinning on our wheels. We've been going back. We've been going forth. But the things in our past have really been stopping us from moving forward because we've had to deal with them.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you get busy, you don't pay attention to those things, and so you put them on the back burner.
Yep.
And I think this year has all been about, okay, it has to come out now. And it
having
has to
deal
really,
with it. It's been,
you
you've
yeah.
had to.
We have all
like
been
in your face.
Absolutely. Just get deal with it. And get it over with and get it out.
And people have found that out because they've either been sick or have really been struggling, you know, with mental health, with depression, and or the physical body is hurting. So it is coming up so it can be dealt with, so it can finally be released. And we're finding those who aren't dealing with it, they're crossing over, you know. And we're finding a lot of young people are going, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. So, you know.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of it going on. And always at the holiday time, too, it's always a period where people, I think, emotions are high because, you know, the end of the year is always, I mean, it's always a way to finish up the year and reflect back. And, you know, people who don't want to deal with it, they don't. They just find a way to cross over, I guess.
Yeah, I hear them.
Mm-hmm.
There's many times that I'm going, do I want to stay? Do I want to leave? And I'm not the only one, you know? So it's like, God, is it going to get any easier than this? And I just went through that again, and I call that, I call that the dark night of the soul. And, you know, it's when you're still dealing with some really, really dark stuff from past lifetimes that still have that grip on you saying that life is hard. And it's like, well, the reality is I've had a pretty good life. I'm not saying it hasn't had its challenges. I would say my biggest challenge is, seriously, you know, people talk about finances. To me, you know, money is just an energy. It is. And I'm right there with everybody else. But I would say my biggest challenge in life, period, has been sanity. Am I sane or am I insane? Seriously. And I know I'm not the only one there who has, you know, to bend on that path. But, hey, if that's my biggest challenge, I've made it. I see myself with my hands up in the air and I'm running. And I just went through the finish line, and you know how that piece of paper or whatever that, I just broke through it, and it's finished. So it's like, oh, thank God, the worst is over now.
Yeah, so I think, you know, people listening out there, take this time the next couple weeks just to reflect on the year you've had.
I mean,
I know from the callers that we've been having, people have had their struggles.
Yeah.
But I think people are also seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, so you just have to keep that focus there. And, you know, when you are reflecting, again, you know, you hear us say it all the time, but journal it, write it down. One thing we were invited to an end-of-the-year party, and we were there last year, and we all got to write intentions for this year. And I know when we go this year, she's going to pull them out. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what has come true over the
Did she tell you
year.
She was going to pull them up?
That's what she said last year.
Darn, I hope I can be at that one.
You will be.
There's so much going on. Do you think I will be?
Yeah.
I'll have that time off?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yep.
Okay. And also, you know, on that note, let's sit here. How about, Marie, we sit here and look at what are we grateful for this year? because it gives us the opportunity, and I know my messages from my higher self and many other light beings this week, and it was just 2 days ago that I had 2 days of the dark night of the soul, all of a sudden I heard, Beth, you're not grateful enough. You're not grateful for what it is that we do, and I just went, oh, hey, let me, and it's like, okay, Beth, just stop. Just stop. So it's like, okay, I know my whole life I've taken a lot for granted. I have. I've had a lot of things served to me on a silver platter, except my sanity, seriously. And so it's like, okay, you came in here very privileged, and I'm not talking privileged like money-wise. I wish. But we're, because of my knowledge and information, I've been able to go through, and the coping skills, I can go through the situations that would break a lot of people. I've kept my humor, and I go through it doesn't mean I don't have my ups and downs with that, but I can get through things a lot faster than, you know, what some other people can go through. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean, again, that I don't have my challenge. Just trust me. So I'm grateful and thankful for that, but I've been hearing that a lot. Beth, you need to be grateful for that because you're not just doing this on your own. Whether you feel like we're with you, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. And if anything, and I've gotten that, but it's like it was a huge reminder this week to where I know it's like, thank you, because I have a huge team out there, Team Beth, even though we're not supposed to be in teams, but it's like there is a Team Beth right now because, and I'm not the only one out there, but I'm very grateful for all the help that I have with all the light beings, all those miraculous beings out there who this is all new for them on how to deal with a human. Thank you. And then all my human people, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So can you imagine people who are just stumbling across this blog right now?
Well, yeah.
The human.
Well, and also, too, I think, you know, if you are aware of your abilities and you're aware of your awareness, so to speak, and, you know that there are forces greater than us that are helping guide us and helping us, helping protect us. I think when you know that, even though you may not be coming into your abilities fully or you may not be practicing your abilities, just having that awareness, I think really makes a difference in how you view life. You know, I think when we go through our trials and tribulations, and then all of a sudden things fall into place or things happen or you see the signs, you are very gently reminded, and I think in a very loving way when you see the signs, that you're not alone. You know? I mean, both of us have had a hell of a week.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, I think it helps to know, and it helps reassure us that we're not alone because certain things happen, and we end up being taken care of. And it's like, wow, thank you. You know, thank you very much for being here. You may not be standing right in front of me, you know, but I'm aware of the signs and I'm aware of what you do and how you guide and protect, and I give great, great thanks for that.
You know what, just because we're talking about that now, and I have many that are around me right at this moment because I know this obviously is going to be a show of gratitude, it's like I am grateful for my awareness, my clarity and understanding of all the signs and the symbols that I get and that I've had that awareness my whole life, you know, and that I see messages everywhere. So it's like, you know, here I am, and one of my big things the past couple of days have been I want clarity and I want understanding. Well, I'm getting clarity and understanding, but it's not in the way that I have it in a neat little box that this is how it's supposed to look. Because now right as we're talking, I have many beings who are showing me stuff going, Beth, did you even notice this stuff all this week that we gave to you? And I'm like, oh, my God, you did give them to me in messages, but I just blow it off. My biggest thing is because I've been so aware my whole life, I forget that not everybody has this ability, so I've taken it for granted. Does that make sense? You know what I'm trying to say? So it's me going, oh, my God, I'm really blessed for what it is that I can do. Because everybody, not everybody has this, and there are people waking up, and they have to work to get to this point, and it's like, oh, my God. And it's, you know, but to me it's so simple, but to others they're just like, if it's something new, well, anyways, it makes sense in my head, but I'm going, oh, my God, they are giving me my messages. I do have my clarity and understanding. It's just not in the way. I would like to have this magical voice in my ear saying it word for word so I have the understanding in the way that I would like it, but.
Yeah, so.
Thank you, universe.
You know, we didn't actually prepare for this show. We just thought we would talk about whatever needed to come out. And
is that your way of saying that?
Being grateful is needing to be heard. So
yeah. Well, you know,
gratitude.
Well, gratitude, but it's. I think we should look at this whole year. It's a year review.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we and I think it's because we go through our stuff and we don't sit back and step back and look at the progress that we've made.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's when we can be very hypercritical of ourselves and of what's going on in our lives.
And I think, too, you know, you want to, as you do a year review, look at the positive things. Don't dwell on the negative things.
No. Yeah, look
you
at
know,
the positive.
You know, everybody's going to have stuff happen to them over the course of a year, but what came out of it? What did you learn a lesson? Did you learn something that changed the way you manage your life? Those are the things that you want to look at.
Did you see just how strong you really are when you thought you weren't able to get through something?
Yep.
I end up finding out when I have my dark days with soul, seriously, and that's what I do call them because they are dark.
Mm-hmm.
Then I come out completely blazing. And when I thought I was weak and that I, you know, and my whole thing is, and I know this is a deep-seated, rooted issue with me, I feel like I've always failed my mission of coming here because
mm-hmm.
there's so many beings who want a body, and here I'm going, oh, my God, I haven't accomplished anything that I set out to do, even though I don't even know what the specific accomplishment is or the goal is,
mm-hmm.
but it's at a deep, and so I know there's many of us because we've all made that, a lot of us have made that comment, I failed my mission as a human here, but it's like we forget we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and my God, I've experienced a lot in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
We all have. And we're reminders to each other that we're here just for the experience. That's it.
Well, but, you know, sometimes people get their purpose done early in life, and some of us, it takes a while. Some things have to happen before, you know, I mean, I look at, like, Time named the person of the year the new Pope because he is not a typical Pope. He's more for the people. He's been out for the people, and he's been trying to change the way the church is thinking. And I kind of see that differently because his thinking is different.
Is
and
he younger?
More, no, he's older.
Really?
He's waited all this time.
My God, is he a light?
To get
maybe
in and
one of these
shine
lights.
The light.
It, woo!
Yeah. It's if you read what he does, it's very interesting. You know, he's
really?
Pope during the day, and he goes out in disguise at night as a priest and works among the homeless and the destitute, which I find very interesting too. So I think he's going. You know, he's really trying to change that mind frame of that closed-mindedness. But yeah, I mean, look how long it took him.
Yeah, but you know what is really interesting that you're making that comment. What is supposed to be happening the end of this year and into next year is the light has been sitting in places that have been really dark in the world
yeah.
that have, you know, we're talking government, this and that, and when the time is right, the light is going to come
mm-hmm.
and it's going to change that darkness that's in there right now. So that's really interesting
happening.
Because I so disconnect myself from media and newspaper. I'm not up to date on that because I feel that stuff all the time, so I don't want to read it.
Yeah.
And so my information is usually by Marie and other friends of mine. But I'm going, that is wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, he's, what, 70-something?
Wow.
So, I, you know, all of his life, you know, he's probably prepared for this, the way he thinks, what he does, how he lives in service. And now his light is, it's time for his light to shine brightly.
Well, here's just me right here because I so get into the numbers. The 77 is 14, 1 plus 4 is 5. It's all about change.
I don't know if he's 77. I just...
Oh, you're just
I said
estimating?
I thought I said he was in his 70s.
I swear to God, I heard you say 77.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
What's Doreen Virtue's book say on 77?
Yeah, I don't know what 77. I don't know
Excuse
if I
me.
Said that.
But I swear, people, did you hear 77? If not, then that's a number that I need to look into.
Yeah.
Because then 7's all about endings and beginnings. But still, 7 and 7, anyways, it comes down to a 5.
Well, 2014 is going to be 7, the year of 7.
Really?
Yep.
Endings and beginnings.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's interesting because this year is all people have done their endings. And then you start out 2014 with your beginning. So I find that kind of interesting.
Oh, God, we still have, what, is it 3 weeks of this month left? So a lot can still finish up. And as you can tell, I've been sick for all of December so far. So it's like there's stuff within my DNA that's coming up.
Yeah.
This is all DNA related.
Mm-hmm.
DNA related.
Yeah. So, you know, take that time to reflect. I mean, it's all, you know, it's the cliche anyway, the end of the year and
yeah.
New Year's coming, but really take a good soul reflection.
Yeah.
You know, what try to go into meditation and think, okay, what has my soul accomplished during this year? What has my soul not received during this year? What can I do better so that my soul feels fulfilled the following year, the next year?
Dang, that's good, girl.
So
that is good.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna do that.
That's, you know, we always look at ourselves as a human, and then we always try to control our ego, but sometimes we forget about our soul.
I'm going in and I'm talking to her saying, girl, we're going to look at it because I want to see how you see yourself and versus how the human sees
right.
what you've accomplished.
I think when you as a human and a soul are aligned, your life goes a lot smoother.
Yeah, we're not in alignment. Mm-hmm. We're not in alignment, that's for sure.
Well, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people aren't because who would think to do that? You know, that's something that we forget. We just assume that our soul is ourself, is us.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people don't realize that the soul sits above us and behind us and next to us. And so you don't think about enriching or feeding that soul or thinking, okay, what does my soul need?
Mm-hmm.
You're just you're out here acting out your human, your actions as a human.
I know.
And trying to, because we have to make it in this physical world.
You'd be amazed at how many people live from their heart, though. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's what I wish for myself, mm-hmm. is to completely live from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, do I have work to do on that yet. I'm much better than what I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I love people, but it's amazing the stuff that I go from my head and not my heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's hard, you know, like we were talking before, when you are ascended and you're ascending,
mm-hmm.
and you're around people who are not,
mm-hmm.
and you
yeah.
see these behaviors, and you have to really stop and not go into judgment mode.
Excuse
you know, I mean, you know, I had a gathering yesterday, and I was just watching some people, and I'm like, oh, gosh. But then I'm thinking, no, you have to look at their age. You have to look at where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at what their life's goals are and where what their lessons have been. And, you know, some people are young, so they're going to act a certain way.
Yeah.
Some people are older, but they're
still in that fear base.
They're still in that fear base, and they're very much in that 3D world.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, you know, I guess as a human, you always want to go into that judgment mode first, but I really did have to stop myself and go, no, let me take a look at her deeper,
yeah.
you know, or look at him deeper or them deeper or whatever. And it really does, it really changes how you interact in a social situation.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. And, you know, and thank God I've never been somebody. For the most part, I would say I don't react. I react more on an energetic level with stuff that's going on out there versus with people. Because I, for whatever reason, I can sit here and de-escalate people.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's so easy. It's my own internal stuff that's going on and who I'm interacting with out in a different level and plane. But I'm finding that I'm reevaluating everything. So it must be to where I, you know what it feels like energetically, what's going on out there is that we're finishing up on some the very last minute things that we need to finish up on. I have, like, the past 2 days have been, like, inner child stuff. Yesterday I was a brat, only with myself, no one else,
mm-hmm.
but with my own stuff. And it's amazing the tone of voice that I was using, the language that I was using. I said, all right, the 48-year-old went, okay, this is not me. Who is this? And the information that I got was very interesting. So it's like, wow, and then I've noticed some other people, the way they're talking, I'm going, geez, I think we're finishing up on some inner child stuff, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who are going, what's going on, I think that's what some of us are finishing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful to have that awareness that I can catch that,
yeah.
you know, and then I can share that information with other individuals where they're going, what is this about? Why am I acting like a brat? Well, sit here and think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the language that you're using that you don't use now and
or think of your reactions.
Are your reactions to it,
how do
yeah.
you react? Are you reacting like a hurt child? Are
yeah.
you reacting,
yes. Yes.
you know, like somebody spanked you and or rebuked you and you feel like a little kid has been put in the corner?
I know.
Pay attention to your reactions because
yeah.
that,
yeah.
you know, if you're having those reactions of maybe a 5-year-old would have or a 3-year-old would have, that's your inner child going, there's something that we need to address here
yeah.
that hasn't been resolved.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So it's been this year has gone by fast.
This year, lordy.
But you know what? We're no longer in linear time. We're in, I call it columnary time, because we're ascending, we're going upwards. So time and space no longer exist. So if anybody's noticed, time is just flying by, or it feels like it's at a standstill almost.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like it's going faster and faster.
Right. And I have to say I'm really grateful that our radio show has done as well as it has.
Yes, I'm surprised.
I'm really grateful to all the listeners.
Yes.
I'm grateful to our new listeners.
Yes.
Every week, you know, when we have people call in, we talk to the most wonderful, wonderful people.
Yes.
Our guests have been amazing.
Yes.
So I'm really thankful and
very blessed.
You know, even though we want to scale it down a little bit, doesn't mean that we're not shutting it down. We're
going
to continue
on,
but we want to start expanding what we do, you know, in a way that reaches more people as well.
And then you have to realize 3 days a week, you have to be really creative,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just being able to funnel that energy in different ways too. We will do this show for as long as you guys will listen to us,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's a venue to be able to get out there and give you access to stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't have access to. And
we just don't want to bore you to death.
we don't want to bore you to death, and plus I don't want to be bored,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I can't speak for Marie, but I don't want to get bored either.
Right.
And I can honestly say maybe it's just towards the end of the year, but my creative juices are almost like at a standstill, so I'm going, let's try 2 weeks,
well,
two
think,
times
you know
a week.
What? Everybody's at that. It's that end of the year. Everybody's busy with the holidays and thinking about Christmas, and, you know, some people get the stress of the, you know, the commercial stuff. Oh, I got to get presents. What do I do? How do I do it? You know, you've got to work on keeping your life going, your house going, your family going.
Yes.
And everybody gets a little weary around this time of year,
too. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we also want to, you know, take that little break ourselves, because we want to come back in 2014 super refreshed and ready to go.
Well, you know, and also where Marie and I are going to do two times a week, then we also want to get a group in the Minnesota area up and going so that people feel supported. But here's the thing is, you guys, for those of you who are in areas where you're going, but what about us? There's got to be ways, some ways, you know, Skype is amazing.
We can do a Skype.
So who knows to where you could be a part of the group when you're not even there. So, I mean, we've got great ideas, you guys, but that's where I'm thinking that one day, we haven't decided, are we going to do it weekly? Are we going to do it one time a week? Is it two times a month? You know, so it's like, but that's the stuff that we're figuring out. So you can only spread yourself so thin,
mm-hmm.
as you still have to do your other stuff
right.
to live. And so it's like, it's not because we don't want to do this, but there's like other ways of trying different things now.
We want to grow. We want to grow.
That's
our goal. And, you know, you never know. We might have people who come on and do their own little shows under our umbrella. We're tossing around a number of things. So,
well, you know what? Let's focus on that a little bit more, because I'm being guided to. It's definitely, oh, my God, we've been talking that long. We are definitely open up to the ideas of anybody who wants to do their own show, but we already have a built-in audience right here to where about spirituality, and it's based on spirituality. If you're interested in talking to us, again, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then all it is, it's food for thought. It's stuff that we're kicking around.
Yeah, we've got details.
Details to work out.
To work out.
We got a lot that we want to do with our show. So, anyways, everybody have a fabulous
Have a good rest
of
the day, and we'll catch you on Friday for our phone-in Friday. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening.
Love and light to everybody.
Bye.